Stocks are trading mixed this morning as investors continue to digest yesterday's earnings results and hotter than expected inflation data from the October Consumer Price Index. The Treasury bond market is closed today for the Veterans Day holiday, though yields had jumped earlier this week. We're checking in with Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for more. And Jared, what do you have your eye on?
Well, ordinarily, I would say I have my eye on the bond market. As you just said, it's closed for Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. But so today, I think we're going to get a little bit of a respite from pricing in all that hot inflation data that we got yesterday. I think it's a big deal, and I don't think the market is done trying to figure out what the Fed is going to do next exactly. But I will say one thing I have my eye on here is the VIX, and I'm looking at it. It is lower by about 3/4 of a point here, and it had been elevated, kind of a leading indicator that we might get a little bit of a downturn. I'm not sure that it's over just yet. I think the S&P 500 could easily have another 2% or 3% down day, but I think that would probably cap the extent of the losses there, just given the breadth of the market and all the interest and cash on the sidelines that we've seen so far. I want to shift attention to Chinese stocks because they are jumping today. A number of things happening. First, Alibaba Singles Day is today, 11/11. And ordinarily, we would have shots right now probably of the banner on their site saying exactly how many sales have been made in the first half hour, hour, et cetera, but not this year. So the tech landscape very much different than it was a year ago. But why are all these Chinese stocks jumping today? I think it's a combination of things, and today is a very important week for the Chinese government. The plenary is meeting, that's the Communist Party, and President Xi is cementing his power for an unprecedented third term. Once that's done, maybe he eases up a little bit more, maybe he tightens down a little bit more. I think we can't really know that next move until it happens. So I think the next few weeks, in terms of Chinese stocks that are moving like JD.com or one of the ETFs that I like to watch, KWEB, I think those are going to be really telling in terms of the next major policy shift for President Xi and his regime.
All right, Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery, thank you so much.